paintings and prints on view in this gallery are called ukiyo-e. We rotate our collection to protect them. Please feel free to walk around the gallery and look at the ones on view now. Ukiyo-e emerged in the late 1600s, when artists began to produce single-sheet illustrations of kabuki actors, famous geisha, and simpler beauties of the tea houses and baths of Edo. The first examples were black and white, and they may have been hand-colored. During the 18th century, prints became increasingly ornate and colorful. Often upwards of 20 different blocks were used, one for each color. Ukiyo-e prints developed as a commercial enterprise and not fine art. But the extreme sophistication of this popular art form is emblematic of the merchant class that populated the world you see represented in the prints. During the shogun-ruled Edo period, a rigid class system prevailed. Merchants created their own subculture in Edo, now Tokyo. The center of this world was the Yoshiwara pleasure quarter and the Kabuki Theater. Yoshiwara became a cultural center for merchants as well as samurai, who enjoyed its pleasures clandestinely. The term used for these prints is ukiyo-e, or pictures of the floating world. Ukiyo was originally a Buddhist concept that referred to the ephemeral nature of life in this world. But in a twist characteristic of this vibrant culture, it came to mean the world of pleasure and fashion, to be savored all the more for its fleeting nature. In this floating world, female courtesans played a significant role and are a major subject in ukiyo-e prints. They were highly trained and in many cases highly paid. Some gained celebrity status for their charm and style. But not everyone depicted in these prints was a courtesan. You can distinguish them by looking to see how their sash or obi is tied. The obi of a courtesan is always tied in the front. But in some cases, you may not be looking at a woman at all, but rather a kabuki actor. In kabuki theater, men played both male and female roles. Audiences reveled in the theatrical makeup and extravagant costume of the performers, many of whom rose to stardom like celebrity actors today. Ukiyo-e prints came to include other themes, such as travel and famous places, as the period progressed. Its popularity extended far beyond Japan to Europe, where they significantly influenced the French Impressionists.